Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Today is Devil Radio Day, September 27, 927, 92.7, courtesy of the calendar. Today is Devil Radio Day, and I urge everybody to go to the Devil Radio website. I'll tell you what, download the app. Download the app. Go to the Google or Apple store and download our Devil Radio app. You can just go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. It's easier to get it. Devil Radio, we have a statewide reach. Actually, we have a big Chicago audience, big Milwaukee audience, big audience up north, and of course, a major audience in Madison. And while you're at it, you can click on the link, support Devil Radio. A lot of you have asked, how can we support Devil Radio? There are 80 right-wing radio broadcast stations around the state, just putting out all the usual big lie about attacking our democracy. One station doesn't do that and doesn't do it in very explicit terms. There's no radio station in the state that talks much more explicitly than I do and then Devil Radio does in the afternoon, the Devil's Advocate. None in the entire state. And so, you want to support our radio station, click on the link, and a lot of different ways you can support us. We appreciate it very much. Coming back to Wisconsin, the Republicans are up to some deep, very dark skullduggery. And you may say, well, Matt, come on, we know that. Well, no, you don't know that, because this is very destructive. Here's what they've done. They are passing a resolution in the legislature to set up crooked redistricting maps for the next 10 years. And you go, okay, well, that's all right. Evers will veto it, and then it'll go, once he vetoes it, it has to go to a court who will set up an expert and a special master, they call them different things, but an expert, a referee, that kind of thing. And they'll come up with fair maps, and then that'll get resolved in the courts. Well, no. No, because the word resolution is different from the word legislation. And under the law in Wisconsin right now, a resolution cannot be vetoed by the governor. If the legislature passes a resolution on something, that's a sense of the legislature, the governor can't veto it, and they will claim it can go into law. Now, there's a problem with that. In 1964, the legislature tried to do the same thing. It's almost 60 years ago. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court held that was illegitimate, that there's some things you can't do by resolution, you can only do by legislation. And one of them is redistricting. The governor's got to be able to get his licks in, got to be able to veto it if he chooses. That has been the law for 60 years, almost 60 years. The Republicans are violating that and doing it by resolution again. And the fear is that the four Republicans on the Supreme Court will overrule their 1964 case. The Supreme Court does have the ability to overrule prior cases. At the federal level, remember, there are two Supreme Courts. The U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., Justice Roberts is the Chief Justice, and they have 9 justices. The Wisconsin Supreme Court in Madison has 7 justices, and they are elected. The U.S. Supreme Court is not elected, it's appointed. The elected Supreme Court right now, even though it's nonpartisan, you go into one of those elections, it doesn't say Democrat or Republican, but it is generally considered that there are 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. And the only bright spot is Brian Hagedorn, on voting issues, has been frankly magnificent. He voted to certify Biden's victory, even though he may very well have voted Republican. I don't know, nor do I care. And he voted consistent with our Constitution and other things having to do with the election. And that is huge, because the other 3 voted to decertify Joe Biden. To decertify Joe Biden. 3 Republican Supreme Court justices, and you voted for him. A lot of you voted for him because one ran unopposed. a lot of you voted for him and you don't know beans because you don't bother to read about it, many, about what they really did and stand for. Well, I'm telling you what they stand for. The fear is that they will overrule the four of them if Brian Hagedorn doesn't stand tall again, and I hope he does, he may, to overrule the 1964 case. All they have to do is say, we're yanking it. We're yanking it. We're not going to follow it anymore. That's all they have to say. You think that couldn't happen? You ever heard of Citizens United? Citizens United, 10 years ago, Supreme Court said that corporations are people and money is speech. Dark money comes in, crooked money. A lot of it, people don't have to say who contributed to them. You have a lot of questionable characters in there, a lot of criminal activity. For 100 years, that had been illegal. 100 years, several Supreme Courts had held that that was illegal. Congresses had held that that was illegal. The finest minds among our statesmen, judges, and congressmen for 100 years said that was illegal. And these clowns, Republican clowns on the U.S. Supreme Court, said they were wrong. We're yanking it. They were wrong. Too bad, so sad. That is the part of our Constitution assumes an honest Supreme Court. And when it is not honest, and that was not an honest decision, that was a dishonest decision. When that happens to benefit of one party, they thought they were benefiting the Republican Party, they can seriously damage our democracy. Well, on a lesser scale, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has the ability to do that right now. If they say that Voss's new resolution, which can't go to Evers because it's a resolution, if they say that's okay, here's what Voss's thing says. He says, we're going to keep the maps from the last 10 years, the crooked gerrymandered maps. We'll tweak them a little bit at the margins to adjust populations so that we're compliant. We're compliant with the census. But this, and the state grew a little bit, but not that much. So there may be, you know, an extra 800 votes in this district in Sheboygan County and an extra 200 votes in this district in Monroe and Greene County, whatever. But they're still going to be split five ways from Sundays, and they're still going to be gerrymandered, and we're still packing and cracking. Now, the obscenity about that is the Republicans up till a month ago said they wouldn't try to do it because they understood that the 1964 case stopped them from doing it. And they were lying. They looked you in the face and lied. Flat out lied. They're going to try to do it. Now, you could then try to go to the U.S. Supreme Court if the Wisconsin Supreme Court upholds this. And the U.S. Supreme Court is the big kahuna. They're the 800-pound gorilla. They can do whatever they want. But they are very likely not going to take a case that just interprets the Wisconsin Constitution. And you can go, well, hey, wait a minute, read it. You have a pair of eyeballs? You have half a brain? Read it. It says you can't do that. They'll say, well, you have a Supreme Court. If you don't like it, the next time they're up for election, don't vote for them. That's the way they look at it. This is a very dangerous thing right now. And this is a crooked deal, a crooked deal. So you contact the Supreme Court justices. Contact all seven of them. And it may be that some other than Hagedorn as well on the Republican side will say, well, I'm gagging at this. We said in 1964, we believe in precedent. You ever hear a Republican say, I believe in precedent? You know what I mean? I believe in local control, fiscal responsibility. They show up at the bank with masks and a gun and they walk away with the cash. They don't believe anything they say. You're very naive if you fall for any of this. Going to break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.